Video: Hezbollah strongholds in Lebanon flattened by war. By Joel B. Polak on December 16, 2024. Villages in southern Lebanon that were taken over by Hezbollah in recent years and used to stockpile weapons and fire projectiles at Israeli communities were flattened in the recent war that ended with a ceasefire last month. Israel's Army Radio military correspondent, Doron Kadosh, traveled to the area for the first time since the ceasefire, and reported back that the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, had destroyed every building hiding Hezbollah weapons or harboring fighters, which was almost all of the buildings in some of the villages near the border, such as Kfar Kala. 2/pic.twitter.com/CFO1KTFA. Doron Kadosh, at Doron_Kadosh, December 16, 2024. The Times of Israel noted that while previously evacuated communities in northern Israel were slowly returning to normal, the same was not true of Hezbollah's prior fiefdoms in southern Lebanon, which could take years to rebuild. While the Israeli side of the border slowly dusts itself off after 14 months of shelling, it is hard to imagine any semblance of normal life returning to Lebanese border towns in the coming years. Every village that was actually a military village, we dealt with it as they should be dealt with, said 91st Division Commander Brigadier General Shai Klepper. We destroyed the operatives and the infrastructure. He made clear that every building that housed a Hezbollah fighter, weapons cache or tunnel was knocked down. Conditions in the Hezbollah-aligned villages are so bad that they are reminiscent of Gaza, observers have noted. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.